Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
My account? Who? Wait. Who is this again?
Destiny with customer support.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I dialed y'all because y'all sent me a text. And the texts are saying, final reminder, the iPad Pro you won from September giveaway was never claimed. So I'm calling to find out what iPad Pro, because see, I just was fraud. I filled out a form just like y'all sent me, and I was fraud out of $39.99. They said I won. Only thing I had to pay was $2 for shipping and handling. Once I done it, they went on my card. And it took $39.99, which is pending right now. Then they tried to take $119 off my card. Once I closed my card, it was declined. So I don't know who to believe or what's going on with y'all sending people these texts. I need to know, is y'all real?
Okay, well, may I have your zip code so I can see if I'm able to pull up anything for you?
Okay, 70068.
And may I have your first and last name?
Gloria Jefferson.
Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here.
Okay.
And this is Gloria.
Yeah.
And then Jefferson.
Yeah.
I'm not pulling up anything by that. Is there any way it could be on a different name?
No.
Can I try your phone number?
Oh, phone number is 504-377-5236.
Okay, just hold on a moment. Okay, will you spell your email for me?
Gloria Jefferson 24@yahoo.com.
And that was 24@yahoo?
Yeah.
Still not pulling up anything by that. Where exactly did you find our number?
On the text y'all sent me, baby. On the text y'all sent me.
Okay, what type of text?
That's why I pull up. The text saying, where is that? Okay, final reminder. The iPad Pro, you won. September giveaway was never claimed. So when I went in, I done a survey, but I ain't fill out the rest of that information because I just been frauded by the same kind of text y'all sent me by Cox, and it was a fraud. Instead of $2, they took $39.99. Then it was trying to get $119 off my card.
Okay, so did the $39.99 go through, or are you saying that we attempted to bill you that amount?
It's still pending. And see, the crazy part about it, y'all sound more legit than the other people. Because I can see it's more than one of y'all. But what the other people is just one person. And I'm like, can I see that? Ain't nobody else but me. But the way y'all sound like y'all legit, because I hear y'all, you have to wait because they are working with other people. Y'all sound more legit than the other ones. And once I called in my card, they said it was a fraud.
Well, can I try the first six and last four numbers of your card?
It is, hold on for a minute. Let me get to it. It is 6150.
Is that the last four numbers?
Yeah.
What's the first six numbers?
Oh, wait. Oh, no. No. Because they changed my card. Oh, shit. Let me think. What was the last?
Okay, so when was the card changed?
Today. But the order went through yesterday at 1:07 p.m.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, because I see they didn't change my card.
You don't know, you don't have the other card?
Oh, wow. I think I have that card in my other pocket, but oh, hold on, sweetheart. Hold on. Hold on for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Let me get it out my purse. Okay. The last phone numbers on my Cash App, it is 8239.
And the first six numbers?
Okay, I'll just give you the whole card number.
Well, I just need the first six.
The first six? Okay, 4403-93.
Okay, I'm still not pulling up anything by that.
See? That's what I'm saying. It was a fraud, and they used Cox. They used it, y'all.
Okay, so we're not the company that's billing you, because I tried the card that you're seeing that's receiving a charge, and it's not from us.
Yeah, that's what I know. They fraud me because they use y'all appetizer, the same appetizing that y'all use, they use. And once you pull up the, once you tap into the text message, it shows you Cox and everything else. So I thought it was legit. And then but wait, the killing part about it, after they done that, then when they try to take the $39.99, it registered to some fucking place in Kentucky, Texas. Some kind of soccer ball company. So that's why I calls now before I even deal with this. So is this text y'all sent me is legit or no?
Well, it's not from us because I'm not pulling up anything by the card that you're providing to me.
Okay.
And you're saying that you're receiving a charge?
Yeah, baby. When I said they sent a charge, it was like crazy. Because when I sent the first charge, I'm like, what the hell? Then it was pinned, and I'm like, so I go and I Google this soccer crap. It's about donating to for soccer balls, for soccer teams. So, okay. So when I call a woman back, you know, and I'm telling them, like, what's going on? Oh, it was a sweepstake. I say, it's not saying no damn sweepstake. I say, it's saying something else. Well, it's a sweepstake. I'm like, it didn't say that. You say, I have one. Only thing I had to pay was $2 for shipping and handling. That was it. Oh, wait, you didn't read the fine print. I'm like, why would I have to read the fucking fine print? You already told me I won what I had to do. So she said, oh, well, the $39.99 is to enter a contest. I don't want to enter no damn contest. Why would I want to enter a contest when I already won? So she told me, well, the only thing we can get you back is $12. Are you kidding me? Y'all can give me $12 out of $39.99. It's just crazy. And I guess you can't pull nothing up because I didn't fill out the name and stuff. I didn't do that. I was afraid to do that. So that's why you can't pull nothing up, but I done it with this other person. So they was using y'all as a cover up.
Well, I've tried everything and I'm not pulling up anything.
Okay, so my last question. If I fill out the information, everything y'all need, is it anything that's hidden? Because it says I only have to pay $1 for shipping and handling.
$1 for what?
An iPad.
No, we don't have anything to do with an iPad.
Oh, my God. They are using your name. Baby, they're using your name to make people think that Cox gave and you want an iPad. They're using your name. I'm so glad I called you, sweetheart. I am so glad I called y'all. Because I don't know how y'all going to deal with that. This is Cox. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Is this Cox?
No, ma'am. We're a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Oh, I'm so glad I called you, sweetheart. So, this number and this text is fraud.
No, I wouldn't exactly know. But we don't have anything to do with an iPod.
Okay. Is there any kind of way that I can stop these texts?
No, you can try to respond, stop, in all caps. I wouldn't exactly know.
Okay. Well, I guess the best thing for me to do is to block the number. And then they can't send texts or nothing else. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you so much. But like I'm saying, they got scams going around. And I got caught up in one. And this would have been another one if I would have filled out all that information. All right. Thank you, my sweetheart. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer and supporting you. Have a great day.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.